Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. The end of the year is nigh, and it is a wonderful time to reflect on the best of the 12 months past, a time when people trot out their lists of best books, music, and films of 2018. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's actually got the most important best of list of the year, the yummiest eats of 2018. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Drinks are usually served first, so let's start with your pick for best cocktails.
I went to the Mandarin in Winooski, which is a newish restaurant. It opened this fall.
It was a pizza place for years.
Yeah, it was a pizza place for years, and now it's a Chinese place that's owned by the same family that runs Joyce's Noodle House. So Joyce's son, Lawrence, is kind of running the place, and he has this guy behind the bar named Woody Wrightmore. And I will tell you, Woody Wrightmore knows a thing or two about making amazing cocktails. So I guess it must have been in late September or October, and I had this drink called a boba fizz, which boba are those little bubble things that go in the bottom of a bubble tea. And so there was this gin fizz, which was almost like a lemony kind of creamsicle gin thing shaken up, and it was this creamy, frothy sort of canary yellow color, and it had these popping boba in the bottom of it and this huge straw, and you'd suck them up in this. It was so good. So I don't know if that's on the menu still, but everything on that cocktail menu is just mwah.
Any interesting wines that really wowed you this year?
Yeah, so I had a visit this fall during the grape harvest, actually, down to Shelburne Vineyard, where this guy named Ethan Joseph is making these beautiful wines under the Iapetus label. They're sort of natural style wines, fermented, you know, with spontaneous natural fermentation. They're not pitching yeast or anything else into these wines. So I really, really enjoyed those. And the other wine, if you will, quote unquote, that I was really kind of taken aback by was in Winooski, Eden Specialty Ciders opened a tasting room not too long ago, right there on the circle. And they have a sort of cellar series that they've been releasing in the bottles. And there's a bunch of different ones. There's one called Guinevere's Pearls and Cinderella's Slipper. They all have these kind of fanciful names. But those, I've tried a few of those, and those are just, they're apple wines, right? But they're really just wonderful. They've got this sort of tart apple character, a little bit more tannic, and they've just got, you know, as traditional ciders that aren't sort of these sweet, fizzy things that are really wonderful and interesting and so good for the holidays. You know, bring a bottle of that and pop it on the table and talk about it.
Now let's dig into the food. We'll start with your pick for best seafood.
In Woodstock, in the space most recently occupied by this place called Ruth's Table, it wasn't there too long, the Fridura family of Boston, who owns the really famous restaurants in Boston called the Daily Catch. There's one in the North End that's like perennially has lines out the door. So they opened a branch of their restaurant called the Daily Catch in Woodstock. And I cannot say enough nice things about it. The menu seems fairly brief, but it's actually pretty expansive. But they do squid ink pasta with all sorts of things on it. Clams Casino were really good. And they also just do these really basic, simple Italian style. You know how Italian food is just like, oh, you just do this. And it's right. So easy and simple. And yet, it's the best. So I had this linguine with white clam sauce and these fresh bay scallops from New Bedford, Massachusetts. And so they have a direct line to the piers in Boston. They actually have a seafood processing facility in Boston on the docks. So they get the best of the best of what's coming in, process it there, and then send it out to their restaurants. They have a couple in Boston and then now this one in Woodstock. So you're getting like fresh, daily picked seafood.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days, and we're reliving a delicious 2018. Hannah, farm-to-table fare continues to be a tasty trend. Where do you find a favorite in this category?
So I'm going to call you out a little bit here. I don't think farm-to-table is a trend. But we to answer the question, up in Stowe at the Spruce Peak Village, which is where the Stowe Mountain Lodge was located. I believe that they've now renamed it to Spruce Peak Lodge or something. But anyway, Stowe Mountain Lodge this summer hosted these farm table Fridays, kind of picnics on the lawn there with ice skating rink is in the wintertime. And I went to one of those meals, and Jackie Corcoran is the chef. And she just put out this beautiful, delicious, delicious feast, basically, for all the senses. And it was so beautiful, this setting in the summertime. You've got the mountain right there and all this great food just kind of coming at you being served family style. It was just really beautiful and delightful.
And hand pies are yummy. Treat us to a great one.
So Willow's Bagels in Burlington opened in the old funeral parlor on Union Street, right next to Stonecutter Spirits, and Felino's Pizza were also there. So they put out a great hand pie. I had one in the summer. It had raspberry preserves in it, and it's just buttery and flaky. Oh, gosh. I could eat that every day, too.
With the good comes the bad, but I don't mean bad food. I mean the inevitable bad news of restaurants closing. What are some that you'll be missing in the year ahead?
I would have to say that my favorite pick for the best new restaurant of 2018 is probably Bonchon in Montpelier. And it closed. The owner told me that they had been being pretty successful. It wasn't for lack of clientele or customers or anything like that. It was just that it was supposed to be her mom's retirement project. And as it turns out, running a restaurant isn't a great retirement plan. So they decided to call it. But oh gosh, I miss that place so much. The food was Korean food. It was just this authentic, really clean, beautiful Korean food. They had these little teeny side dishes, which is what the word banchan means. You could get kimchi. And then they had these, you know, they could do a rice bowl. They had noodle plates. They had this awesome tofu stew type of thing that was basically like a Korean version of mapo tofu. Oh, goodness. So fabulous. And also another one that I'm lamenting is gone is Wild Roots over in Royalton. They had just brought on this new chef and he was great. And now they're closed. So I'm pretty sad about that because that was another sort of bright light in the new restaurant scene of the last couple of years that is sadly snuffed out.
The good, the bad of 2018.
The good, the bad, and the delicious.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, it's always good to be here.
2018 also gave us tasty tales of crunchy crickets to cooking with cannabis, suds, and spirits to the maple sugaring scene. Listen back to all of this year's episodes at VPR.net. Just search VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. On behalf of me and all of our VPR Cafe contributors, have an outstanding new year.